Episode 378, August 27th, 2018.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you punk?
The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
What's back to the old tried and true, Joe, the Robin Joe Show. No more Robin Katie, that was last week, the good old days.
Sorry to disappoint.
You know what? I got to say, Katie, you know, it was nice being able to speak, you know, having a little more time to talk.
Getting your turn.
Exactly. Being able to, you know, because the way we sit, I'm staring right at you, and I prefer to stare right at Katie if I had my druthers. But thank you, Katie. I thought she did fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't get, like, professional jealousy. I don't.
Right.
But when I listen to her, I'm like, huh, I wonder if I'm that good.
She was really good.
You know, I'm telling you, I think, well, you have an advantage when you're talking for the first time.
Yes.
Because you have the whole world to talk about. Every
it
story.
Is an advantage.
Like, I believe the very first show we ever had, we told the story about Robbie's girlfriend who fell down all the time, and we've referenced that about 1,000 times since. But there was a time when nobody knew that story, and then we got to tell it. Although, I don't really think that she dredged up a bunch of stuff from the past. I heard her talking maybe crying at movies and shit like that.
But that was current events. That was things that happened your life. It was the dog stuff, the butler for her, the bachelorette party. Who do you think did it to Robbie and Marcus, if you're able to answer? Who do you think, what was better, Rob and Katie or Joe and Katie? We've had both of those shows in the last, this year.
I like the chemistry between Joe and Katie more, obviously.
Well, they are engaged.
But Katie was really on fire last week, so overall I enjoyed the Rob and Katie show better.
Yeah, maybe she's a little more subdued when I'm in here. You know, she's very timid, so when I'm in here, maybe she's scared.
Maybe she's
But you guys fight a little bit more. There's more tension when you two are you and Katie are together, Jeff.
I agree with that. Marcus?
I personally think that Katie should be on every week, and then the two of you alternate.
I'm not going to lie. When we've had these shows where, for whatever reason, a Katie subject comes up, and then we bring her in here towards the end, it always gives a little boost at the end of the show.
Well, I definitely have something that I want to take exception with. Katie doesn't know this yet, so we could save it for the end of the show, but she drugged me without informing me what I was ingesting.
Okay.
Hello.
This happened. For real.
All right. Well, is she here? I think we should get her side of that.
Right
now? Do you
want
to wait till the end? Or
what do you want to do, Robbie?
Produce.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's get it over.
All right. Hey, Katie.
How
many times do you yell that?
I don't know. It's weird because when he plays it, I don't, like, there's no variation.
None whatsoever.
I constantly, hey, Katie, come here. Hey, Katie, come in here. Hey, that's the plus.
Katie, come in here.
I heard her. All right,
we hear her rustling.
Let me undo her mic.
Haven't been listening.
We're going to do you first. So I'll tell the story, but I don't want to tell it without Katie being, get on the mic and see if it's all good.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. So Katie has like some drugs that she's taking at night. They're like
giant cock.
Stop. They're going to think she's saying that.
Is that what I sound like?
Yep.
Do you hear yourself? Okay.
Is it to sleep well or?
Well, hold on. We'll get there. No, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's some sort of diet supplement. There's some like probiotic, and what's the third thing that I took?
Well, a thyroid
right.
Vitamin.
That's what she's taking. So I'm like, all right, I'll take it. She gives it to me. Now, it doesn't even occur to me, because I get in very late from the fantasy draft. We played poker till the wee hours.
Yeah.
But I woke up at like 10 o'clock, which I never, ever sleep that late. It didn't occur to me.
Well, good. You needed sleep.
Well, no. Maybe I did. I wouldn't know. So then this morning, I get up and I'm groggy. I go, hey, is what you're giving me, is that, it's like, have like, what's it called? Melatonin or whatever.
Melatonin.
Yeah, melatonin. Yeah, it's nighttime. She's giving me like a sleep aid and not telling me.
I'm giving you it at nighttime.
Yeah, but you should tell somebody when you're giving. Wait. You got to tell somebody when you're giving them something that's going to knock them out.
No.
No, it's melatonin. It's it's not like a.
It's natural.
NyQuil.
Hold on. I would take it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know if I'm being given that.
I actually, this is how much you don't listen. Last night, I said, here, take this. You said, is there caffeine in it? I said, yeah, there's green. Some green tea caffeine or something, but there's melatonin to counteract it. Is exactly what I said. You weren't listening.
Yeah, I definitely didn't hear that.
You're too groggy. Well, you don't sleep enough, Joe. It's unhealthy.
Well, yes, you're right. I don't. But I have a choice to make when I go to bed. Am I going to drug myself in order to make it through the whole night? Or am I not going to do that and be awake enough to work out the next morning? Because, you know, I work out in the morning. I don't want to feel lethargic.
We shouldn't be groggy from melatonin.
Yeah, but this really pisses me off.
Really? For real?
Like,
her and I already got into an argument earlier today.
Because we don't need to go down that road because it's too political. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I specifically explained what was in it. You don't remember, and now you're trying to call me out over it. So, I mean, yeah, that's annoying.
We called it melanin a minute ago.
Yeah, so. Whatever it is. But here's what I have to say. But if I didn't hear it, well, that's the reason I'm calling you out. I don't remember you telling me that.
I'm also giving you something to help. So
I know. All I'm saying is that.
Let's just say you didn't hear me. You still think I drugged you?
Well, no. If you told me and I didn't hear it, then no. But if you didn't tell me, by the way, you didn't tell me the night before when I took it.
But Joe, we played poker to 2 a.m. So you got back here 2:15, 2:30. Maybe you go to sleep at 3. Normally you get up at like 6. You don't want to get 3 hours on a sun.
No, I don't.
So you slept till 10. That was good.
I wasn't upset about waking up at 10. It didn't bother me, although we missed church. It didn't bother me.
You're going to hell now because of Katie drugging you.
Melatonin.
Apparently, yeah, I'm going to hell for drugging
people. It didn't bother me. I just thought that maybe you, because you definitely didn't tell me the first time I took it.
Okay, I'll just put some Centrum Silver in it next time.
All I'm saying is you didn't tell me. Agreed? You didn't tell me?
I don't remember.
So
if
you
I
gave
told
me
you.
Melatonin, you didn't tell me. That's all. I'm not mad.
Got
I'm
it.
Just saying.
Okay, I won't. Yeah, that's fine.
No, I don't mind. I'm just saying you didn't.
Do you take? Do you have vitamins you take?
She got me some vitamins. But I think she was fucking with me because she got me Centrum Silver. So I think she had.
It's for 50 plus. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just being proactive.
I'm not 50, but I do think she wanted me to take vitamins, and so do I. But I also think she kind of thought it was hilarious to get me the Centrum Silver.
I don't
which
think
she
it
did.
Was hilarious. It was on sale at Walmart next to the counter. I thought I was being nice. But apparently all I'm doing is trying to keep you from sleeping and
no,
and
she's trying
living.
To look out
no,
for
you're
you,
doing
Joe.
The opposite. Listen, my level of anger is 1 out of 10. But if you give somebody a sleep aid, you should let them know. You don't agree with that? You think that's
hey,
fine? Here's a sleep
you're
aid.
You're gonna sleep really well tonight, so you better let me know that. So.
Well, don't you want to know what you're taking, what you're eating?
Then ask.
Yeah.
No, I just trust you not to give me something.
If it was ZQL or one of these sleeping pills that, like,
there's
you
no
will
difference.
Wake up groggy. No, melatonin's better.
Because
you're
gonna
not
give
used
you Vicodin
to
Vicodin or without telling you.
Viagra.
I might give that without telling you.
How much, what's the highest level of indiscretion that you would, a drug you would give me without telling me?
I would probably roofie you without telling you, but then once you drink
this
it.
This isn't a Centrum Silver.
No, that's
once you drink it, I would tell you and it would be hilarious.
Yeah, but that could really fuck with me.
Yeah, but wow,
that would be hilarious.
If
what
I'm
would
there
you do?
Watching you, I would think it would be so funny.
Like ayahuasca, you just
no,
would be there to hold my hair.
You just draw dicks on your face. Bring over Tommy and Eric and Justin.
Okay, real question. If I did roofie you, like you go to the bathroom, we're going out to sushi.
And I forget. No, we're out. No, I'd be pissed.
We come back and you drink your green tea at the sushi restaurant and I say, hey, guess what? I roofied that. What would you do?
Well, first thing, I think you were lying, right?
No, yeah. I swore.
Where do you get this is what I would say.
Like, yeah.
Where,
well, no, I wouldn't.
I know who I can get it from.
Oh,
we both know who we can get it from.
Yeah, we do know someone we can probably get a roofie from. But But look, I would be mad if you roofied me.
Okay.
But if you were serious, which I'd have a tough time, even if you swore believing that you'd roofied me.
Okay, 1 to 10, though, really, though.
I'd be a 10 if you've roofied me.
Would you
me?
Call off yeah. the wedding?
You're going to roofie me?
Would you call off the wedding?
I mean, we'd have to have a serious discussion.
Okay, but after the discussion, would you call off the wedding?
What
I don't know.
What
are
if
you
she
sorry?
Let you roofie her and you're even?
No. Are you sorry about what you did?
Yes.
Then, yeah, sure. We'll still get married.
Hey, guess what I've had for breakfast 5 of the last 6 mornings?
Melatonin?
Roofies?
No. Kale smoothie.
Ew.
I'm kale smoothie. No, you don't know what's in it. It's actually
I do know what's in it. I know one thing that's in it.
Kale?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, these are the other things that are in it. Tell me if you hate these things.
Honey.
Honey? Do you hate honey?
I love honey.
Bananas?
I love bananas.
Pineapple?
See, this is filled with sugar.
I just skipped the kale.
No, add peanut butter and almond milk.
This can't be good for you, what you're describing.
It's very
not,
good
not
for
good
me.
For you.
That's a lot
just
of sugar.
Masking the good stuff with
it's
all
this
shit.
Natural sugars, though,
I got it on a website. I didn't invent this thing. It's
okay.
Very
oh,
good
oh,
for you.
Oh, you got it on a website.
Well,
I
you act
know
like
that.
I just made it. I just started to. No. I Googled a healthy smoothie. That's what came up.
It no. is a healthy smoothie. It is.
Thank you.
Man.
Joe wants it to be unhealthy.
It actually, and it's not, it tastes pretty good. It's not as good as a.
No, of course it tastes good. Bananas and pineapples.
Yeah.
Is there yogurt in it?
Oh, yeah, and Greek yogurt.
Yeah,
yes. Just plain Greek yogurt.
Yes, of course that's good. You know
and
what else is good?
Unsweetened vanilla almond milk.
You know what else is good is a Chick-fil-A cookies and cream milkshake.
Okay,
but
that's completely different.
That I found
that's a good. That's a good comparison, yeah. Joe. You're right. A kale smoothie. It's a same.
Dude, there's a lot of sugar in what you just described.
Joe, okay. But that's all
you're
natural sugar.
You're calling it a
everyone
kale smoothie is the problem.
That's what it's called.
But it's barely a kale.
It's got 2 cups of kale in it. I mean, it's a lot of kale.
Is, that is a healthy smoothie. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You had a banana? What are you? This is so unhealthy. What's unhealthy in that?
Jim Amato says roofies and melatonin are going to make for an interesting honeymoon. Yeah. No, we're both not going to take that. We just
what kind
pass
of peanut
out.
Butter
well,
is
no,
it?
No, we wouldn't bring apricot. We're not bringing melatonin on a honeymoon.
It's just regular creamy peanut butter.
Like Skippy?
Yeah, Jif.
Yeah,
think,
that's not Skippy. That's not healthy. You got
it's one
the,
fucking
no sugar added kind of peanut butter.
I should. You're right. It's one scoop.
God, Robbie and Joe are the God. Robbie and Joe are just dicks.
They're what? Over here eating donuts from Scott Apple every morning. Not
I am not, and Scott Apple doesn't work with me anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, did I tell on the air what Scott Apple got me for an engagement? Get Katie and I for an engagement.
Centrum Silver.
Oh, no, it's so much
worse. It's the fucking worst gift anyone has ever given to anybody.
Oh, really? Because the last worst gift you ever got was also from Scott Apple, the books on tape.
Yeah,
dude,
he did
that
better.
Seems like he got me a fucking Lexus with a bow on it compared to this. Okay.
What did he get you?
Okay. By the way, it doesn't even make any fucking sense.
It does. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay. He got us. It's Katie. What was it? Salsa or what?
It was like this seasoning called Katie's Cajun seasoning.
It said Katie on it. Then he got me a can of Sloppy Joe, but the Sloppy Joe contained no meat.
It was a vegan Sloppy Joe.
You're right. That is the worst gift
Wait,
I've ever
heard. Hold on, it's not done.
I'm sorry.
Then he got a Robin,
book or calendar.
A book or a calendar or something about Robins. Okay, so Katie, Joe, Robins.
Oh.
And then a stuffed Robin. So it wasn't even like Sun.
I see what
Katie
he did.
Katie Joe Robbins Robin. I don't. You know what I'm saying? It
he
doesn't.
Tried. He tried.
By the way, the seasoning, the Sloppy Joe mix, and the stuffed Robin threw it in the garbage.
No. You know what those things sound like? The horrible gifts that we insert into our Christmas murder mystery.
Yeah, we could just take those and use them for the murder mystery.
Yes.
And then we took the Robin book and I gave it to her to give to her nephew, her 2-year-old nephew.
So he had to come up with a gift in his mind that had Joe somehow involved. And that's, he came up with vegan Sloppy Joe.
Yep.
You know what? He wrote on our, okay, we have a honeymoon fund. Do you know about this? It's called a honey fund. So it's not,
no, I don't
we don't want anyone to buy us gifts. Like we're not registering.
Gotcha.
We have what's called a honey fund. So you can donate to the honey fund if you want to in lieu of a gift, if you're not coming or whatever. So I have, of course, our friend Dave Wilkerson is the first person to send us something because he's Dave and he's very, very generous. The second person was shocked me because I got an email saying Scott Apple has contributed to the honeymoon fund or the honeymoon fund. So I log in, and he didn't donate money. He wrote a note saying, congratulations, like, enjoy your trip or whatever. I'm like, you didn't give us anything? And then he sent that?
Well, listen, he gave you a note. That's what that's in the fund.
He wrote on the honeymoon fund. He didn't donate anything. He just wrote a note, like, congrats.
This is the truth. If you want to give nothing, that's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
That's perfectly fine.
That's better than a note.
I would, what he was given, I don't want any of it. What was I supposed to send a fucking thank you? I did. I texted him a thank you, and I don't even think it was a sincere thank you. It's just a shitty thank you.
How much, Katie, for Scott Abel to be your butler on your bachelorette party?
Oh, I would pay some money for that.
You would?
I might put up $300
just
for that.
Just order him around?
I would just play Scott Abel trivia with him while he's in a thong.
Ooh.
This is what I wrote to Scott. Just got your engagement gift. Thank you. It is equally thoughtful as it is useless.
Can we call him right now?
Yeah. Robbie, I'm gonna text you.
I want to get to his line of thinking here. I get where he was going. He was trying to be clever.
Yes. You're right.
But like,
you want him to explain this.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of gifts with Joe. I mean,
there was no card either. There was no note explaining it. It was just a box filled with stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure it out.
Oh, I see.
Robbie, do you have Scott's number?
Probably.
Do you want me to send it to you? Because I thought as we were kind of riffing, you would be getting it. But I guess not.
Yeah, I was working on it.
Okay.
He's working on it.
Not that easy.
Robbie has no AC at his house tonight.
Jeez. Yeah, and he said that the air conditioning guy is going to come over and he might have to step away.
Are you shirtless, Robbie?
No, but you know those swim trunks I wore to the Hall & Oates concert?
Trunks.
Yes.
I had a nickel for every time I heard that sentence.
Are you wearing that NRA hat and the I figured the
Why
killer?
Are you wearing your concert gear? Are you wearing your swim trunks? Do you have underwear or just the trunks?
No underwear.
Socks? No socks?
I have socks on.
Tank
You're
top?
Wearing socks right now? Are you kidding?
Swim trunks and socks.
Yeah, because...
Are you going to a wedding?
Are your feet cold?
They are. My feet are always cold.
They're always cold, even when it's 100 degrees outside and you have no air conditioning in the house.
Yes, for some reason, my toes are ice cold all the time.
He showers with socks on.
He wears socks to the beach. He's always cold.
Quit distracting him while he gets Scott's number.
I might have to hang up on Marcus to do this.
What a trade that is.
Marcus, do you mind hanging up, being hung up on?
Marcus is going to go away. No, he doesn't have to do anything.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Marcus is giving up. He's not even care.
Here's who's in chat while Robbie's looking for that. Some I get, some I don't. Oh, here we go. Never mind.
Oh, he's Skyping him. He's not phone calling him. Is that what's happening?
That is his phone I'm calling.
Oh, okay. I'm confused.
I don't know if he'll pick up a number that he doesn't recognize, so I'm going to text him right now. I'm going to say, pick us.
Hello, this is Scott.
Hey,
hey,
picked
Scott.
Up. All right. Hey,
so,
what's up, buddy?
Rob and Joe show. You're on there. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man. I've missed you. Joe probably hasn't, but... we were just talking about the gifts that you got Joe and Katie for their engagement. The Joe,
the
whole play on words thing. Do you want to
exactly?
Explain your thinking.
Sloppy Joe for Joe and some spice for Katie. Katie Spice. So that was it.
But you know her name is Katie Push, right? It's not Spice. You know that, right?
But it had my name on it, is what he means.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Oh, it was called Katie. Okay. Now what? Did you see that spice, and then that's how this came to you, or did you look for something with Katie? What was the impetus, the inspiration?
So I was trying to find – I started with the idea that, you know, Robinson is his last name, and, you know, we got Robbins, the bird. So I started there, and I figured I'd get him a book, and then
a book
there was
on
a little
birds.
Stuffed animal, and I was like, well, that's a great idea.
We read it. You're right. It's a great idea.
Stop. Let me stop you. You thought getting him a book about robins was a great idea.
I don't know if great is the adjective I would use.
No, that was fantastic because clearly he has no need for something like this. So it was perfect, you know.
Okay.
And the stuffed animal was just cute. So, you know, that would work in well. And then I was like, well, if I'm playing with names, there's Joe. And what goes with Joe? I mean, if you just type in Joe on Amazon eventually, and I know this for a fact, you'll run into some sloppy Joe recipes and or cans of meat compound.
Hold on, stop for a second.
I imagine there's there are some other options aside from sloppy Joe.
Yeah, one second. I don't know if you know this. Do you know there was no meat in the sloppy Joe you got me? You know, it was vegan Sloppy Joe, contained no meat. Were you aware of that?
I did not know.
Okay.
That was the cheap one, and all of a sudden I know why.
So you were, how? What's the difference? 50 cents? I mean, it seems
that's
like crazy. It's going
to
be
like
cheap
$5
either.
$5 to buy a can of Sloppy Joes on Amazon. And
okay.
If you wanted to get a different one, it was like you had to buy like 10 at once. And I figured that might be a little bit too far.
Hey, I just Googled, or I'm on Amazon. I typed in Joe. Would you prefer the movie Joe Dirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about a G.I. Joe action
yes.
figure?
Yes.
That would be cool, right?
Continue.
There's a singer named Joe, an R&B singer.
Yes, better.
Yes.
Yeah, what's not better?
Would you like a Joe Biden autobiography?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there Joe like, Lewis?
Is there some sort of Klansman named Joe? I'm trying to think of what's worse. What could be worse than what Scott gave me? Vegan Sloppy Joe.
Of all the Joe things you got him, you found the worst. Okay, so you have a Sloppy Joe.
I did dig a little, I have to admit.
And then how did you find the spice?
Once I picked a single food item that said Joe on it, well, then I was like, well, now I'm in the realm of food, so I had to search really hard to find something that was Katie or Katie's, as it turned out to be.
You just committed to this bad idea.
That was also in food.
Did you run this by anybody to think, hey,
yeah,
what do you
Janice
think?
Saw it, too.
She thought it was horrible?
Oh, yeah. She says, are you sure you want to do that?
Do you consider yourself a good gift giver?
I am an awesome gift giver.
God, and I'm going to send you
this
something
gift was
with
special
Apple.
Because it wasn't meant to be something that they would like so much as something that would be playful.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
They do not like it.
So let me say this about Scott. I think I said this on the air. When Scott first came to work with me, Scott was a very thoughtful gift giver, very conscientious. Matter of fact, one year he gave me a bunch of sex toys for Katie and I. One year he gave me a pen that he made.
That was nice.
And then he got a girlfriend. Then he didn't care anymore.
All his creativity went to the girlfriend, then fiance, now wife.
He didn't care anymore after that. So at that point, once he stopped caring, that's when he gave me the books on tape that he liked.
Yes. Were they books about robins?
They were books. They were science fiction books, which I had no interest in. And they remember, it was like 14 hours worth of books. It was, that's...
Oh, no, it was
I'm,
way more
oh,
than
yeah,
that.
I'm sorry. I'm, yes.
Like each book was at least 14
sorry,
hours.
Yeah, I'm making a mistake.
It gave me like 5 books.
Yes, I apologize. It was an entire work week of books. So he gave me that, and now he's given me this Katie Joe Robbins Robin.
Yeah.
By the way, if you got an on, like an on button or something... Robin's on, at least then it would be, at least it would make sense. It would still be horrible, but at least then it could make sense. It didn't really make any sense for it to be Robin's Robin.
You could have got Katie like a Kate Spade bag.
Yes.
Or at least a Kate.
Well, he's trying I didn't to find want the... to spend a ton of money. Because
yeah,
I
if he's trying to find the cheapest Sloppy Joe.
As opposed to a wedding gift. They're two totally different things.
All right.
Right?
The wedding gift, do you have something in mind?
Hey, Scott, don't worry about it.
I haven't figured that out yet because I went on their registry and all they want is money, which is fine and all, but it lacks a certain level of creativity
Stop.
On my part.
We do
part,
not.
So I haven't figured out when
hold
I'm
on,
get them yet.
Scott, hold on. Hey, did you hear that? Because I know you don't have headphones on. Scott said all we want is money.
Yep, that's it. That's all we want.
First of all, the idea is if you want to, you can help us do something while we're away in Mexico.
It's in lieu of a gift.
Right. I mean, if you'd want to do nothing, that's fine too. Your presence is
maybe there's a bird watching tour you can sign them up for.
Yes, it's a far stretch to do that than to get us vegan Sloppy Joe. You can get us nothing. We don't care. If you're there though, that'll be gift enough.
Are you coming, Scott?
maybe.
This is
maybe
what
right
I would like you to do. I would like you to come up with a honeymoon playlist for Joe and Katie. A music playlist.
No thanks.
No, we'll play. We'll play it on our Patreon.
People would enjoy that.
Can you do that, Scott?
I'm definitely need a roofie up for this.
So come up with that, Scott, and we can't wait for them to make sweet love to the sounds of DJ Apple.
By the way, Scott, the wedding invitation is for you and Janice. It's not for you. So if she's not coming, then the invite's rescinded.
I'm fine with just you.
No, that's not true, Scott. You're welcome to come.
I'm just kidding, Scott. I'd love it if you were there, even just you.
Scott, do you miss working with Joe?
Hold on. I do a little bit.
Can I interrupt?
If for no other reason than it keeps things interesting.
Let me interrupt. Do you miss working?
Oh, no. No, definitely not.
Do you ever just bring in donuts just for old time's sake? That's one chocolate and 37 sour cream.
No, I haven't been by the office since I left. And as far as at home, I'm trying to keep that stuff out of the house. So not really.
Last thing before we let you go, Aretha Franklin just died. You're familiar with her, Scott?
Well, I saw the news.
Name
article.
One song that she sang.
I do know a song that she sang because I read the news article. So she sang Respect, right?
Yes, she
did.
Okay.
Can you name another one?
No.
One more.
Think hard, Scott. Think.
He knows one more Aretha Franklin songs than he knows John McCain songs.
How many species of robins are there? Thank you, Scott Apple. Let's take a break. We'll come back with no more Scott Apple. Rob and Joe, we'll be right back.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show. From the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and The Newly Dead Game comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under a dollar a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, September 8th at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
God, I really missed Marcus.
Hi.
I thought he was going to refuse to pick up bitter.
All right, we are back, and we traded out Scott Apple. We now have Marcus Serta back. So this is next week. We're going to remind you guys, it's the chat takes over the show. September, what's the date? The 2nd? 3rd? What is it? 4th? Fourth, whatever.
It's the third.
Okay. This chat will take over the show. Katie will be involved too, right, Katie? You don't mind answering some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet. The only thing we will do is make our Super Bowl predictions, and the rest of the show is up to you guys. So
maybe someone in chat could ask what our Super Bowl predictions are.
That would help.
Easier.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to this, or are you a little terrified, Joe?
I'm not terrified.
Do you think this will be a huge hit, or will the chat step up to the plate?
I think it'll be a huge hit. If we have as many, we had a full chat room tonight. If we have that many, we'll have plenty of questions.
Who do we have in chat tonight?
We have a lot of people I don't know. There's a lot of guests and numbers, so those people, I'm not going to read their names. But Belinda, do you know who that is? Bukkake? I know what that is. But
Belinda was the woman I referenced last week from Orlando, the shampoo lady.
Okay. Then there's Five Plated. We know that. Gramps, of course. Jim Amato. Hey, Katie Sex Tape.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Katie Sex Tape now.
Yes.
Okay. Well, bad news. If you get a Katie Sex Tape, I'm probably in it. Oh, no. She's talking about the one she referenced that she had made without me. Yeah. I forgot about that.
The one with that hot guy.
Yeah. Jeez. I hope that's gone.
He had Centrum 25.
Misconnections. Oh, people are upset that that went away.
Yeah.
None Your Business. Now, I'm not sure where that came from, but the first time I ever heard that, I don't know if I ever told this story, but Robbie and I used to work with this guy. You remember his name, Robbie?
Oh, wow. Frank?
His name was Larry Johns.
Larry.
And he had half a nose. And everything that I remember the first time he goes, man, I'd lick her asshole. I was like, what? Are you out of your fucking mind? Like things that I didn't know existed, he told me about. He used
Good
to say,
people.
He just said, hey, I put you in for a raise off your knees. So I he was that kind of guy.
Legend.
But he was the first guy I ever heard. He said, he goes, Nunya. I'd never heard that before. I go, excuse me? He goes, none of your business.
I like that.
Larry Johns. So none of your business is in chat.
Get him on the show, Robbie.
Okay. Larry done some time. I think he's probably no longer living.
Well, that's why you're the
producer. There was this older, when Robbie and I worked at Longhorn, there was this older waitress. She's got to be dead now. Remember that, Robbie? The redheaded waitress, the older lady. I don't remember her name.
Talking about Grace?
No, not Grace. No, the redheaded one. Mm. Doesn't matter. So But
this is the second week in a row Longhorn was referenced.
Larry Johns wanted to fuck her. He 100%. So he used to go. Yeah.
You say he had half a nose. Explain how that works.
Well,
it cut off the tip or half?
No, he cut off the tip.
Okay.
Yeah. He was probably bitten off in a fight, is my guess.
Sure.
So, but he used to go into the freezer and steal like fucking steaks and lobster and give it to this redheaded waitress that he wanted to bang.
Well, it's not a bad strategy.
I don't know. I doubt he did, but...
That was his roofie back in the day.
That's what he... Yeah, now, he who knows about Larry Johns? He might have sex with her, not by her choice. Who knows? But he was a terrifying guy.
What would Scott Apple give Larry Johns for a gift?
Scott Apple wouldn't... Larry Johns would immediately chew Scott Apple up and spit him out.
Nanya.
Sorry, also, just one more name I want to mention in chat. Shingo, that was the name of the dog that Katie and I were looking at.
Do we have a dog update?
Yeah, Katie and I actually went to the SPCA, and we looked at a, I guess it was a husky.
Shepherd mix.
And we put in for it, so we'll see what happens.
Do you think if they started listening to the Robin Joe show, that would help or hurt your chances?
I think it would help. Because
I think it would hurt.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "We got to quit turning these people down."
Yeah, we just referenced my homemade sex tape.
Yeah, and you roofing him.
Like, do they think that people that love dogs don't have sex?
They're gonna think that the dog might need to go outside, but you're so drugged up on melatonin you can't let it out. So
they're like, if she's not willing to tell them what she's drugging a human, who knows what she'll do
exactly.
to a dog?
Yeah.
That's right.
Very valid.
Would you tell them that we used to run the shelter pet project spots all the time?
No, I won't tell him that.
All right, so I had a pretty cool weekend. We did have our fantasy draft on Saturday, and I'm the commissioner. But Friday afternoon, I got a call about opening up for Dennis Miller at Maryland Live. They have a new event center inside their hotel. Seats like 800 people, I believe. And so just on a whim, I got to go and do 20 minutes in front of Dennis Miller.
Yeah, this. So Rob put in chat, I guess on Facebook, what should I ask him?
No, I just said I was open. I just said I was
going
to be on the show.
Oh, I thought
I just
you
said I was going to be with him.
I thought you said, is there anybody has any questions for him?
No, I just said I'm opening for Dennis Miller tonight or whatever.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell the story about somebody said you shouldn't talk to him or whatever.
No, well, that's me and Tripp. I misunderstood him. I think
Yeah. Gotcha.
But he was...
cryptic.
He was super cool. I was literally doing my fantasy draft in the green room on the phone talking to him about going over picks. So that was cool. I had no entourage, just by himself.
Did he know a lot about football?
He knew a lot about football. We talked about,
he used to be on Monday Night Football.
Yes, yeah. I know that.
I mean, he's exactly how you thought he would be. He was just laid back. He was cool.
Did he call you babe?
He had no restrictions for me. don't do political stuff, but actually, I don't do that. So that wasn't even really an issue. But if you've done a room like that, it's weird because you can't see anybody. It's like you're staring. It's like a pitch black, the audience, because of the lights. So that's always...
You couldn't even see the front row to do crowd work.
No, you could see some shadows, but I couldn't make out
anything.
Oh,
so there was no crowd work at all to do.
I sort of made it work because I'd say something and one woman would yell, and then I'd just reference hers, and then I would just call back to things, and some guy would yell something, and then I'd... So I sort of managed to work in the crowd. So I had a really good set. And as I'm doing my fantasy draft, I didn't miss a pick. Like, literally, as I'm walking on stage, I'm picking on my phone. And then as I got off, it's my turn to pick.
That's weird because Katie's dad missed every pick.
See, this is... I'm the commissioner, and I think it's a pretty straightforward job. You, the league, it's the same website. If you're in it last year, everything's the same. You just go to the same site, your same login. There's an app. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on...
Yes.
Whatever. And, I sent out an email. This is the date. Here's the draft order. Everything. And like, I keep getting people asking me, what time's the draft? What's the date? I'm like, it's on the website. Like, there's also, there's three emails. It's literally on the website, but everyone has to ask me. And then apparently Frank, somehow he knew to show up to the draft, but he couldn't draft for some reason.
I can't hear you.
He said he didn't get the email. There's no email.
Well,
you just log in.
I didn't get any emails other than the email we just were talking to each other, but I didn't get an email inviting me.
There is no
invite.
I was already
in the league.
Just
yes.
like him.
I tried to explain that to him, but he was having none of it. And
did he try to log in?
I listen.
Joe reminded him that day when we were over there, oh, hey, yeah, you might want to log in. He's like, I've done it before.
Yes, that's exactly right. I said to him.
So he basically just wanted to shit on Joe for reminding him, and then he couldn't do it. He also...
Yes, he couldn't do it. He didn't want to admit that he couldn't do it.
On top of that, I heard he brought Chick-fil-A. Is that right?
He brought a tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets,
okay,
yeah.
But in addition to Joe reminding him, my mom said, oh, Frank, you should bring something to the
fantasy football draft.
And he's like, oh, that's okay, Frank. I mean, that's okay, Chris. I've got it. I know how this works. You don't need to bring stuff. And she's like, oh, well, you should. And he's like, Chris, enough.
She goes, this is guy time.
And then he brings, because he obviously, she made him do that, so.
Well, he brought everything but his password and username.
God.
I tell you what, if you said to me, here, you have a choice. He can log into the site and draft his picks, or he can auto-pick and bring a tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yes.
That's a no-brainer. And by the way, he's probably helped by the idea of the auto-draft.
Okay, but at some point, he has to log into the site to start people and, like, make decisions.
You know what he said to me? I saw him last night. He goes, I'll text you today about that, the site. First of all, I don't know what he can text me. He just has to log in.
There's nothing I can do or he can do. He goes to the site. If it doesn't, when it asks for his username, if it doesn't remember it.
Oh, he never texted me, by the way.
You just say, I forgot my password or whatever. Yeah, just like every other website.
I'll just do it for him.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, I know it's fine. And
I think you heard him last night when we were at dinner. He's like, you want to help me with fantasy football this year? Like, he wants me to just do it.
You should be in the league.
So, last year I was making fun of him because he took O.J. Howard.
Yes.
And he took him, I think, in the eighth round, of course. He had like 7 catches on the year or something.
Right.
And I looked at his team this year, and it auto-drafted O.J. Howard again for him. I think it's like the last round.
It's a better team, though. The auto-draft is a better team than he would have drafted.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
100%. Although I just found out, this is going to make Robbie mad, Marquise Lee, I guess he's out for the season.
Yeah, bummer, dude.
Yeah, I drafted him, so now I got to already replace him.
Can we talk about your pregame show? Oh, by the way, after the show, Dennis, we took a picture. He said, send me that picture. He gave me his email. He said, if you're out in LA, I want to help you out. You're really funny. And I emailed the picture, emailed me back. So it couldn't have gone much better. So
Dennis Miller is known to be very, very generous helping other comics.
Hoping it wasn't very generous and he just took a shine to Rob.
And then the very next night I did a show in Fairfax, Virginia in a strip mall with 8 people in the audience. So, but one of those persons was Jeff Hancock, who says he's still working on that stand-up set. Another one was a Patreon by the name of Greg, a black guy. We have a black guy patron, Robbie.
Awesome.
He took a lot of pictures. I asked him, does he know Black Phil? He said he does. He knows Robbie's black friend. Shout out to Greg. Super cool guy. Took a lot of pictures. He's going to try to come to a murder mystery. Thank you for representing at the Blue Iguana in Fairfax. But, Joe, you had one of the funniest jokes you've ever said on the air on 98 Rock, I believe, in history. And and your co-host did not get the joke. Is that correct?
No, I listened back, and he did give it a chuckle, but I think he was giving it a courtesy chuckle.
Why don't you explain who this person you made a joke about?
Sure. So there's a sports guy on 98 Rock. His name is Paul Mittermeier, and he's missing a leg. Okay? So we do a segment. By the way, I heard you saying, you think we stole? I guess we did, but all things AFC North, the theft would be the content. Just talking about the AFC North, that's not a...
What's the name, the idea? I mean, I created the entire segment,
did.
The name, the tone of it to sort of
then
information
what I'm gonna do
plus
the
make
next,
fun.
The next show is I'm going to say, Rob Mayer, he's thought of this title and this premise, and he's actually upset about this, and I'm just going to go ahead and keep doing it.
And then make fun of me.
And then make fun of you.
But I accept that.
But so... I told a story. We talk about each team in the AFC North. Rob thought of that. Nobody else had ever thought of that before. So what I did was we talked about the Browns, and the Browns beat the Eagles last week in their playoff game 5-0.
In their preseason game, yes. 5-0.
5-0. And I said, I have 4 jokes about this. And one of my jokes was about Paul Mittermeier. I said, that game reminds me of Paul Mittermeier's toes. And I got just what Rob gave me.
Exactly.
Just
well, that's the 9th time I've heard it. So. Now, did you mispronounce your co-host name?
No, I didn't. I didn't mispronounce it.
There's a rumor
it.
Going around that you did.
So here's what happened. I am not good at the radio part of radio. Not good at it. I'm good at all the stuff in between, But when it comes to reading liners and front selling and get us, you've always done that. I've never done it except for when you're out and I'm not good at it. So I've never really kind of even tried to build an aptitude for doing that. But they want me to front sell the next segment every time a break in. So let's say, for example, at the end of this, we play a little piece of production. I go, all right, coming up, we're going to talk about Scott Apple, blah, blah, blah. They sure. want me to do that. So I'm like, and I'm awkward. So I've actually looked at the clock. The clock, by the way, for the layperson at home is what segments we're going to do, when we're going to do them, and the order of the show. So I literally write out the front sell for the next so I don't make any mistakes. I'm not awkward.
So now you're just reading it.
Right, but I mean, I think I sound natural. You can decide mm-hmm. for yourself. But yeah, but that way I have the crutch of knowing exactly what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, and also kind of the out. You know, this is Ravens game day or Kirk and Joe on 98 Rock or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but I have it written out. And when I say Kirk and Joe, I mean, I just said it just then. Maybe I mumble it a little bit because a lot of times I say my own name, people think my name is Jeff. Okay. So as soon as I said, all right, this is Kirk and Joe, 98 Rock. Goes to commercial. Kirk goes, did you just call me Kurt? Before I go, no, I have it written down here. The board op goes, yeah, he did. Okay, so now I'm not, him thinking I called him that is fine. I didn't.
No, you were definitely annoyed.
Oh, fuck yeah, I was annoyed. Yeah.
So you're saying you did not call
him. No chance in hell. By the way, I listened back and I didn't. So there's no fucking way I called him Kurt. And there's no way I called him Kurt. So, but it didn't make me mad that he thought that because that happens all the time. What did annoy me is when the fucking board op immediately goes, yes, he did. And I immediately go, no, I didn't. I have it written. I was fucking not happy, right? So because I went out of my way for that to go smoothly. And then when he said, by the way, there's a piece of production that said, here's Kirk with blah, blah, blah. Doesn't even have my name in it. I don't give a shit. Right. Obviously, I don't want him to call me John. But if I don't, and you say, did you just call me, by the way, I can't even say his name incorrectly now. I don't want to keep doing it because I'm going to confuse myself. But I have it written, Kirk and Joe. I'm not going to literally know his name, have it written down, be worried about the radio part of it so I'm reading directly from it, and then call him Kurt. I'm not going to do it.
He's probably been called Kurt 1,000 times.
Yes, and I also probably said it quickly enough or whatever that made it sound that way.
Kirk and Joe. That sounds unnatural.
Can you just mash up your names and be Jerk?
Yes, that would be a lot easier.
But okay, Joe.
But understand it didn't. And by the way, I like the guy who operates the board. He doesn't know right. that annoyed me, but that fucking annoyed the shit out of me. Immediately, yes, he did.
He's upset right now, Kate. He's yes. still angry.
I'm upset about being drugged by my girlfriend, and I'm upset about no, I'm
and your sloppy Joe, vegan sloppy Joe.
See, I wasn't upset about that, but that was a fucking dumbass gift, Scott.
What's this about the fantasy football expert taking a shot at you, Joe?
Yeah, so, by the way, I love the fantasy football expert, so I'm going to give him some love. His name's Paul Charchian.
I've heard of him.
And he's great, but he's got like...
Charch.
Yeah, he's got like 100,000 Twitter followers, and so... He says, hey, I want to tweet out that I'm going to be on this show. He goes, what's your Twitter? I said, it's at Joe M. Robinson. By the way, follow me. I never do that. Follow me at Joe M. Robinson. Do that.
Follow me at Rob Mir. Follow at Robin Joe Show.
Follow them all.
Don't follow Robbie.
So I go, oh, it's at Joe M. Robinson. He goes, I don't think I have the right guy. There's nothing about football on here. I go, yeah. I guess maybe I'll throw something in there. I guess I should say something.
Yeah.
Literally, there are about, no exaggeration, I have about 20 Oriole tweets.
Yeah, plenty of baseball stuff.
But I don't think I've ever done a Ravens tweet, except for when I shared the picture of me at on the Ravens walk.
Do you feel like you should be giving out, like, Ravens, like, tidbits, nuggets? Because your Orioles tweets are obviously just shitting on the team because they're so bad.
I can't shit on the Ravens. By the way, I shouldn't. They're going
to
be good.
Well, nor would you have reason to, yes.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to start... But what I was going to tweet out today is I'm going to say, hey, Lamar Jackson might have just gotten RG3 cut or something to that effect, right? Because I think that Lamar Jackson...
Do you believe that?
I don't know what I believe yet. But I do think this. They don't want to keep three quarterbacks. Sorry, Robbie, this will be brief. They don't want to keep three quarterbacks. And so if they believe that Lamar Jackson is playing well enough to be the backup to Joe Flacco, there's no reason that they keep some journeyman who's, you know, is going to be in a booth in a year.
Why don't you pose a Twitter poll question? Should the Ravens keep three or or make Lamar Jackson the backup and cut RG3?
I'm not doing all that. But if Lamar Jackson plays well enough in the last preseason game, they will cut RG3. If he plays the exact same game he just played last week, RG3 won't be on this team.
Geez, save it for Twitter, Jeff.
That's Kurt to you.
Katie, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap this up. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
The Rob and Joe Show has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share, but much of it is just because they, with great luck, have Robbie there. For those who miss the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Rob, Marcus wants you to invite Dennis out to Las Vegas to see our show.
You know what I will? I've invited Keckner as well. I'm going to invite them all. I'm going to invite everybody, Marcus. Now, you're not going to be there, is that correct?
I won't. I'll be in Hawaii.
All right. And when you say our show, Robbie, you mean the Mike O'Mara show, because our show has not been announced yet, if it's even happening. Although, myself and maybe Joe will be on TMOS on September 4th. Maybe we might talk about something that might be an announcement, but
yeah, I mean, as soon as any, here's the, if you're listening to this show and you hear we're going to be on the Mike O'Mara show to announce something, everybody's going to know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would leave Saturday night open November 3rd if I was in Vegas. That's what I would do. No. But, you know, it's a whole lot to do there. But anyway, September 4th, myself, I'll be in the podcast Village Studios. Joe, you're out of town for your day job, correct?
That's right. I'll be on the Jersey Shore.
Hey,
do you need me to fill in?
No, sure.
I'm just kidding.
You don't
want to
drive
that,
to DC.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you're going to the Mike O'Mara show. All you got to do is take off work. They'll be like, "Who's this? And why is this person here?" Do you think they know who Katie is?
Yeah, you talk about her all the time.
No.
Do you think Mike O'Mara knows?
Yes.
He doesn't know her by name, but he knows who she is.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I don't think he'd recognize her. Do you think if we walked in, he'd think, is that Tawanda?
We have some stuff in common, though, because isn't his wife like 20-some years younger than
yes,
him?
Yes,
yeah.
We do. Beautiful
She's
woman.
She's beautiful, yeah.
Carla. Eric Woodworth thinks that his wife, who we won't say her name, and Tawanda would hit it off. So we're going on a double date.
When?
What?
Yes. Fuck that. What about me and Katie?
What about
Sorry.
Us?
Not
what?
Invited.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute. When is this? When is it?
It's, are you guys going to barge in on our double date?
When is it? When's the double date?
It's September 5th, Wednesday night in Ellicott City.
Oh, we're going to go to dinner. We already have plans at the same exact place.
I'll be out of town. You lucked out.
Damn it.
That's right. You're out of town.
You lucked out.
Katie, you can bring a date.
Can I bring Scott Apple?
You can.
Wednesday night?
We ought to invite Tommy and Lou. They live right there in Ellicott City.
That's a fucking school night.
Well, so that's it. Hey, it was Eric's idea. He mentioned he wants to tie it to the open mic that happens in the same spot. So there's a
Fuck
comedy
you,
tie-in.
Eric.
There might even be a Restivo sighting.
I'm texting him right now about what a dick he is.
This is a chance because they're coming to Vegas and she wants to meet, he thinks that Tawana and her would get along really well. So,
well, why wouldn't they?
Well, of course.
Why wouldn't Tracy and I get along really
well? But you already do get along really well. She already has a relationship with you. He's already hung out with you several times, correct?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm in the middle of texting him.
Yes.
Are you hate texting him?
Yep.
Okay. Use a lot of caps.
I asked Restivo because he said he sent in for the what's the name of that game? The Cards Against Humanity. Because I wanted to read them. I said, "Can you send me your Cards Against Humanity, you know, questions or whatever. He goes, I don't remember what they were. I already sent them in. I said, you didn't email them? He said, I did. I got to go. I'm golfing.
What time was that? What time did you send that?
It was in the middle of the day. And then I said, okay. Then he goes, anyway, he goes, I see Joe is having a bachelor party. Shit, I could plan that easy as pie. I said, submit your proposal. He did not get back to me.
Yes, I mean, who couldn't plan a bachelor party?
Well, he's got the connections at the Mill Stream.
Well, yeah, but I can just go to the Mill Stream. What's he going to do?
You're not going to get the Restivo with the gold plan.
What, somebody going to suck my dick there? Like, yes, what is he going to do? That
VIP.
You know, you just walk in and... with a stack of ones, anybody can do it. Or
Joe,
do we get him for free?
He's going to plan this, and we're going to call an audible and do what Restivo says.
All right, cool. Well, we're in.
We're going to have it.
But you all got to wear bedazzled, five plated shirts.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Yeah, neither am I. Believe me.
Who's Joe Rose?
So Joe Rose is a former tight end for the Miami Dolphins. As a matter of fact, he played for the 1983 team that lost to the Washington Redskins in the Super Bowl, Power and Glory. He was in that game.
The Killer Bees? That was their defense.
Yeah. And of course, he's also on the broadcast team with Jimmy Cefalo, who had like a 73-yard touchdown in the same Super Bowl.
Yes.
Of course, they lose that Super Bowl.
Because, of course, the Ravens played the Dolphins this week.
That's right. So we have this segment called Know Your Foe, where you speak to somebody from the broadcast team from the other city. By the way, we coming up, Danny Ruggie. That's who we're talking to.
Are they playing the Redskins this week?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Redskins coming up.
Who did you steal Know Your Foe from? Is that someone else who came up with that?
Somebody. It was yours. All right, I just saw it. You uttered it in your sleep one time.
Melatonin.
So he was a good guy. As funny as anything. I was talking about Jarvis Landry. I said, I like talking about an ex-girlfriend. He's like, I got plenty of ex-girlfriends. I got some ex-wives. I'll talk about any of them. So he's a funny guy, right?
I like him.
So I said,
sounds like Robbie. Yeah.
So he goes, well, what am I dealing with here? What do you guys look like? You guys portly? So Kirk said he looked like Darius Rucker, which he doesn't. He might have one day, but he doesn't. But that's maybe what he used to look like.
I see that.
I think it's not crazy.
Okay,
middle-aged black guy who's sort of acts like a white guy. That's exactly how Kirk is.
I mean, he's got the velvet, the voice.
Yeah, he does have. He sounds like him. All right, no, but it's not a stretch. I'm not acting like it is.
Sure.
But then he said, "What do I look like?" Well, what am I going to say?
You look like the guy from Revenge of the Nerds with the glasses.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think you look like the guy who does the Walking Dead after show.
Chris Hardwick?
Didn't he just like rape a girl or something?
Yeah, that's right. He's raping people.
He didn't. No, he got a little trouble, but I think every other woman he's dated came to his defense.
Yeah, I think he's not in trouble.
Out of the woods.
Sorry about that.
Back
Chris
on the show.
Hardwick.
I think he just had a bad relationship with an ex.
But if I said I look like Chris Hardwick, Kirk looks a hell of a lot more like Darius Rucker than I look like Chris Hardwick.
You look like Chris Hardwick in 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's probably my age, by the way, but
Chris can't get Hardwick.
Ah, yes.
Well, I don't think that's bad though, because it's not like you're saying you look like some really good-looking guy.
Chris Hardwick is good-looking.
He's fine. I think you're better-looking.
Oh, thanks. I'm not. But I said to him, I look like a cross between James Dean and Arthur Fonzarelli. What the? I had nothing.
Who should Joe say in the future, Robbie? Because I'm going with Dwight Schrute for you. I saw Dr. Gill last night, by the way. Dr. Gill does this thing when you sit at the table. He works in comedy bits while he's talking.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That's not annoying at all.
Actually, it's gotten funnier, but it's Dr. Gill. I like it. Who would you say? Because, you know, you've gotten Nick Cage, and I've never seen that.
I have. Yeah. I used to look like Jerry Seinfeld. I don't look like him anymore, but back in the day I did, yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I got nothing.
All right. I feel like we've had this conversation before.
I look
answers.
Like Robbie.
Yeah. You look like Gramps.
Nobody says that anymore, but somebody the other day said that they saw the resemblance, but most people don't say that anymore, not since we were kids.
You know who I got yesterday? Is the girl from Shameless.
Yes. No, I totally see that.
I think you look like the girl from that podcast Rob was on. What's her name? We talked about her already.
Oh, AJ?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, the Hispanic Katie.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely. I totally see that. Yeah. Did you listen to me on Doug Loves Movies?
No, I haven't. I want to. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I got to get to that. Hey, I saw on my Twitter feed that Sacha Baron Cohen interviewed O.J. Simpson. Has anybody
it's
heard
amazing.
This yet? Okay.
It's amazing.
So I got to get this, but every time I went to look at it on Twitter, it sent me to this thing. You know, congratulations, you won a prize. Right. It's a virus.
Did he do it as Ali G or no, as Sacha no. Baron Cohen?
He's got new characters. He's playing this rich lifestyle guru fashion guy, right? And he invites OJ over on the premise that they have some sort of business. And he has the girlfriend walk in, and she says, yeah, and they're just like pretending like they're speaking a different language. He goes, yeah, OJ, he goes, you know, Buffalo Bill, you know, Buffalo Bill, football, American football. And she's like, I don't know. He goes, you know, come on now, Naked Gun movies, very funny. No. Then he starts making stabbing motions. Ah, murder. Oh, that guy. Yeah. And it gets better and Spoiler better from
wait.
There.
Wait a minute. Is OJ, he's fine with it?
Yes, he's laughing and having a great time.
Is this for a new TV show, a movie?
It's a TV show called Who Is America?
Okay.
And it's an amazing show.
Well, I mean, I loved Ali G back in the day, so I'm excited.
Ali G is so funny.
Yes.
Big fan.
Booyakasha.
Technology.
Technology.
All right, we want to wrap this up with Katie said last week that you saw Crazy Rich Asians and you started bawling. Joe.
No, she did not say that, and I didn't start
just
bawling.
Just bawling, just crying.
This is what happens. I'm going to tell you what happens. I'm an emotional guy. When I see these movies and something hits me, yeah, I well up, but I don't bawl or anything like that. But eventually you're going to get me to go, you will get that. So I do, or dry an eye. But I don't have tears streaming down my face. But yeah, I mean, that happens all the time.
Yes. How often? What percentage of movies that are made are supposed to make you feel emotional do you get? Little,
oh, everyone. Yeah. Everyone. All of them. Yeah.
It's in the high 90s for sure.
Every Pixar movie. Everyone. No matter what.
I was supposed to cry during a Toy Story.
Yeah. What are you
what?
Fucking? What do you have
are
a black
serious?
Heart?
No, when was I supposed to cry? It
when
ended
Andy
really
gets
well.
Older, I mean,
yeah, and if I can gets rid of his
yeah,
doesn't
when,
love
when
Woody
he
anymore.
Doesn't like Woody anymore.
What about in? I assume you didn't see Toy Story 2 when what's the Joan Cusack's character, Robbie? What is that called? The
I don't know that girl. I
forget. Yeah, when
it's
when
Bullseye and whatever.
Yeah, yeah. When she sings "When She Loved Me" because
oh
the girl
God.
Doesn't love her. Yeah.
I don't think you cried in the that's 20 minutes into the movie when that happens with
yeah.
Toy Story.
Well, who gives a shit when it happened? When it happens, I cry.
Well, haven't gotten invested enough.
Okay,
at that point.
Here's the other question: when do you cry at movies?
I cry, you know, Shawshank.
At the end of Shawshank, every time.
Yep. Yeah, everyone has to
without fail. I cry every time.
Sports movies that are like based on things, I always get emotional.
Rudy, yes,
like the
Sandlot. Yeah, Rudy.
Oh, I'm not. I'm closer to Joe in this. I'll well up and stuff.
Well, you can't get through Toy Story. If you watch set 2 and 3, you can't get through 3 without crying.
You can't get through 2 without
crying. I was also
on a crying.
Plane, so maybe, you know, maybe
well,
that.
Katie and I saw some marine bawling on a plane.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that to yourself if you're on a plane. You want to watch something happy because you're around people. But if you need a good cry, I recommend any movie involving a dog and pretty much any Pixar movie.
I'm trying to think. Dog movies that I guess
my dog Skip.
I cried during my dog. I cried during my girl too.
Oh,
well, that's
yeah.
a human.
Yeah,
yeah.
And my dog, all the mice.
Yeah, Marley
my
and
way.
My.
We've talked about this. I cry at Dead Poets Society.
Forrest Gump.
I cry at Forrest Gump. I cry at Good Will Hunting. I cry at every Pixar movie. Up the most. Up gets me the most.
When Forrest Gump says, and that's all I have to say about that, that makes me cry.
You talking
time.
About when Bubba dies
yeah.
or when? Yeah, yeah. The one that gets me is when he talks about his son. He sees his son for the first time. And she says,
Spoiler alert.
He says he's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets me.
This is Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
saw it once.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember. I mean, I just, no, I liked it, but it wasn't, I mean.
Hey, that's one movie where Robbie and Mike Chamberlain differ immensely. Robbie loves Forrest Gump, and Mike Chamberlain hates Forrest Gump.
It has problems.
God,
it's an imperfect movie, but I do love it, and Michael really hates it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I enjoyed the movie, but it, I mean, look, it was Shawshank and Pulp Fiction were the same year, and to me, I'm like, these two are like, these two are Michael Jackson and Forrest Gump is Joe Dumars.
Oh no, I don't think I don't like Pulp Fiction. Michael Jordan. So.
You don't like Pulp Fiction?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't like Pulp Fiction.
She does like it.
Please stop telling me that I like she Pulp likes Fiction. It. I don't like Pulp she Fiction. She likes it.
You're going to get roofied tonight.
What is your problem?
She prefers porn.
She likes Pulp
She's
Fiction.
She's
going
to get medieval on your roofie. What?
Why do you care if I like it or not?
I don't. I need to know that you recognize it as being a great film.
I think it's a great film. I don't like it.
All right. I'm okay with that.
We'll accept
okay.
that.
I'm not she gonna, likes it.
She likes it.
Yeah.
I cried during the
when the kid got his head shot off.
Oh, so good. When that watch was in his ass, oh, teared up.
Hold on, before we go, I think I left something out that I wanted to talk about. Hold on.
Yeah, let me see.
Thanks for calling Kirk. Big announcement. Katie drugging me. Joe Rose. Nope, that's it.
That's
it.
That's
everything. We did talk about Katie drugging me, right?
Yes, we did. You might have forgotten. You've been drugged so much. Hey, September 7th and 8th at McGoobie's Joke House. It's Friday night, two shows. Justin Schlegel headlines. Joe Robinson features. Eric Woodworth MCs. 7:30 and 9:45. And then on the Saturday night, the 8th, it's the murder mystery. Back to the 80s with Justin, Eric, Magoobies.com, dielaughingproductions.com. So we want to sell out the entire weekend. That would be fantastic, correct?
Yeah, it would be. By the way, no response from Eric Woodworth about the date that I didn't get invited on.
Well, as it should be.
If he asks me if I want to come, I can't, so that's actually good. Because he says, do you guys want to come? I'm going to say no.
It's for them to get to know each other, not you monopolizing the story.
I can't go
how
anywhere.
You cried during some
you
movie.
You already know I can't go.
Yeah, good. And the 18th September, Ramsett, Annapolis, Tuesday night. The Newly Dead game, one of the original, the one that really launched us, Joe, to stardom.
I think that what launched us was the very first one we ever did.
Yeah, but once we were able to do it again and make it better, that started the path that, okay, we weren't a one-hit wonder. Does
yes.
that make sense?
I
novelty. It was more than a novelty. It was a real thing.
The Newly Dead game is my favorite ever.
Mine too.
And the 80s is my favorite. So see our favorites this coming month in September. Again, September 4th, TMOS. I'll be live in studio. Until then, chat next week. It's on you. Later.
Later.
I really do hate Pulp Fiction.
That's staying in now, by the way.
He didn't hear me. I wasn't even...